Pastor, did you ask them to sing that specifically? Not that I ever get discouraged. I just get a little bit irritated from time to time down at the State House. I was speaking up in Goshen on Thursday, and I told the men, I said, I've got to get back to the State House because there at the State House, and the ushers have a handout. Go ahead and get one of those handouts, please, to every adult. And if we have enough left over, we'll get some to the teens, too, please. And I told the men there in Goshen, I said, I've got to get back to the State House because down there at the State House, if you leave them alone too long, they'll get into trouble down there. So it was Will Rogers that years ago said, every day Congress is in session, freedom is in danger. And every day the legislature meets down there, there's a potential for mischief. Now, if you would turn in your Bibles while they're passing those handouts out to you, please, turn your Bibles to 2 Chronicles 7:14. That song by the men was perfect as a lead-in to tonight because a lot of people are discouraged, distraught, disappointed about what's happening in our country. But we need to not get disappointed and discouraged and down. We need to find out that there are some marching orders to make a difference. There are some concrete things we're going to talk about tonight that we can do to make a difference. Also, it's been a year since I was here last time, and a lot has happened in state government since that time. We're also in the midst of what could be the most important election year in our lifetime. And here in the state of Indiana, we have the privilege of voting not only for president and vice president, but also for governor and lieutenant governor, superintendent of public instruction, attorney general, all 9 congressmen, a U.S. senator, and all 100 state representatives and half the state Senate. We have an opportunity to make a huge difference in our nation as well as in the state of Indiana. So we're going to talk about how you can make a difference in the upcoming election, because in this upcoming election, there may be a whole lot of people that don't vote because they don't think it makes a difference, but it does make a huge amount of difference. The reason why, in just a little while, we're going to highlight an historic legislative session. The legislative session in 2011 was probably the finest legislative session that we've had in over 30 years. The reason why that happened was because of what happened in the election the year before. Because a lot of people were elected in 2010 that are standing with us for families and churches, traditional values, and freedom. That's why the victories were won in 2011. We're in the midst of some battles now you're going to hear about. But what happens in future years will be largely dictated by what happens this coming fall. But before we get there, there's going to be some ups and downs. You're going to hear about it in the news media about things that are happening or not happening. Again, just like with the song, don't get discouraged. One, look up because your redemption draweth nigh. But also don't get caught in a trap, too, where people say, but God's in control, and He is. And God's on the throne, and He is. And Jesus is coming back soon, and He is. We just don't know when. But that doesn't mean we just throw our hands up and do nothing, because the Bible says we're supposed to occupy until Jesus comes back. 2 Chronicles 7:14. Before we get into the handouts that you've got that were just given to you by the ushers, I want to look at one verse. I'm also going to answer the question, why are things going so wrong at the State House and in Washington, D.C.? Why are things going, why are people introducing bills, taking positions that you think in your mind, you say, how in the world could they be doing that? We're going to answer that question tonight. But one of the reasons why some things are happening in our society is because Christians have not done all that they could to make a difference in this institution that God ordained, that is the institution of government. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. A wonderful, wonderful promise. I believe, I know it was given to the nation of Israel, but I think we can apply it to America today, to Indiana today. If my people, Christians, who are called by my name, shall humble themselves, we need the Lord, and pray, like you heard today about the need for corporate prayer as well as individual prayer, and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways so they can get their prayers answered, then why hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Father in heaven, thank you for the privilege of being in a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church tonight to speak and to talk about the things in the wonderful institution that you ordained government. Thank you for the privilege of leading this ministry for over 30 years that you raised up in the basement of Eagle Dell Baptist Church with just a handful of people. But Lord, the battles that we talked about over 30 years ago are still going on and some are new battles. Lord, we know until you return, there's going to be battles to be fought. May we always be waiting, watching, and working, doing what we can to make a difference for the cause of Christ until you do return or take us home. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm glad that the Lord raised up this ministry over 30 years ago. Glad that we have two of our board members here, Pastor Defoe and Pastor Arrowood, serve on the board of Advance America. Was in Citizens Concerned for the Constitution. How many of you were a member of Eagledale Baptist Church when we started this November 22nd, 1980? Would you raise your hand? My, that's wonderful. And you found out I was speaking and you're still here tonight. That's good. Take the envelope that you were given. There's four things in there. We're going to cover those rapidly. As you know, we're your eyes and ears in government. The politicians hope that you get stirred up about things happening in government, but then don't do anything about it. We're going to talk again tonight about things that have happened, things that have happened, things that are happening right now, things that are on the horizon, and what you can do specifically to make a difference. First of all, I'm glad that Jim Waters, where is Jim? Did I see Jim come in earlier? I see Jim. Jim Waters has worked with me down there almost since the beginning. As you know, one of the items that you've got in there, by the way, it says a glove compartment accident guide. Many of you have contacted our law office from time to time with legal needs. Anytime you have a legal need, including being involved in an accident, please call us. We don't charge for that initial phone call. Take this and put it in your car. If you're ever involved in an accident, have some tips for you to fill out. But again, if we can ever help you, please give us a call. Jim is a member of this church, and Jim not only helps coordinate things in the law office, kind of like the managing partner, but he also assists me with the work of Advance America, including going out to churches and speaking too. The next thing I want you to take is the historic legislative session 2011. This was by far, as I mentioned earlier, the finest legislative session that we've had since the beginning of Advance America. What does Advance America do for you? This year down the General Assembly, they've introduced over 800 bills down there. If you watch the news every night, if you read the newspaper every day, you wouldn't know 99% of things that are going on down there at the State House. But that's where we come in. We review the bills down there. We talk with legislators. We testify before legislative committees. We help draft amendments. We put out legislative alerts so that you can respond to those alerts. And please, go to our website often. 10 to 15 emails or phone calls on an issue is an avalanche on most issues. We have Family and Freedom Day this week. We're going to be down there Tuesday beginning at 9 o'clock in the 7th floor conference room. A handful of people walking with us to the State House makes a huge amount of difference. Why did these victories take place, remember? Because of what happened in the 2010 election. Because people used our voter guide, went into a polling place and cast an informed ballot, and they voted biblical values. Because of that, people were elected that helped pass these things or helped stop these things. Number one, stopping homosexual marriages. We are one court decision away from homosexual marriages here in the state of Indiana. But we took the first step to amend the Constitution to stop that. We passed a bill, an amendment, that would ban homosexual marriages. We must pass it again next year, and then you'll have the opportunity to vote on it in 2014. A wonderful step forward, because the Bible says homosexuality is a sin. Marriage is to be between one man and one woman. It's the right thing to do. Issue number two, we became the first state in the nation to take away money from the number one abortion provider in America, Planned Parenthood. Today is the 39th anniversary of the infamous decision of Roe versus Wade, where judges on the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that abortion was legal. It doesn't really, they made that decision based upon what they thought. But the Bible says life begins at conception. Abortion is murder. Abortion is the taking of an innocent human life. How many babies in America have been aborted since January 22nd, 1973? Over 50 million babies have been aborted. Don't ever get so callous to hearing about that or thinking that nothing can be done, that your heart doesn't break for all of those babies and for the mothers. The mothers who have lost those babies. But praise the Lord, we have a Savior who died for those children too. And they're in heaven now with the Savior. We became the first state to take away money from Planned Parenthood. Now other states are following our lead. I know a judge has temporarily blocked it, but we've got a wonderful Attorney General in Greg Zeller who's fighting to take that judge's decision and overturn it. Issue number three, helping children get the best education possible. Children were given to parents to raise in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Now then, children should be able to go to the school where the parents want them to go to, including a Christian school like Cross Point. But many parents can't afford that. So we passed the most expansive school choice bill in the nation to help pave the way for children to be able to go to Cross Point and other Christian schools, while at the same time keeping our school free of government entanglement and regulations. A marvelous, marvelous bill. It was the right thing to do. We're grateful that that happened. Issue number four, helping protect unborn children. Ladies now that go into an abortion clinic must be told that life begins at conception, must be given the opportunity to hear the heartbeat of their baby, and to see an ultrasound of their baby. Pastor, when I was in Goshen, this businessman took his iPhone out, and he's so proud, he's a grandpa. Now, the baby is only about 5 months old, but he's a grandpa because life begins at conception. And he showed me on his iPhone a picture of the ultrasound that was taken of his new grandson. What we think will happen? Lady goes into an abortion clinic, is told that life begins at conception, is shown written materials about fetal development of that unborn baby, her unborn baby. She's told, would you like to hear the heartbeat of your baby and see an ultrasound of your baby? We're thinking that a whole lot of those mothers will go running out of there with their baby. Grateful that that bill passed. Government control over churches. We've fought this for over 30 years. Once again, a bill was introduced to regulate and control a ministry involving children in a local church, church child care ministries, and we stopped it last year in the General Assembly. Why does the government want to control ministries involving children? Because there are some people in government that believe unless the government controls what goes on at a church, that a church is not a safe place for children. If they can't control a church child care ministry, they can also control Sunday school, day camps, vacation Bible schools, anytime children are away from parents. Issue number six, threat to Christian schools. There was a bill that was going through that in the last 24 hours, we amended a multi-page bill to restore freedom for Christian schools. We've got to keep an eye on things in the legislature because there are people down there that are working tirelessly to take away the freedoms that we have. Remember, I told you I'm going to talk about why would they do that? Why do people take opposite positions on these things that are common sense that we all grew up believing these things are right and certain things are wrong? We're going to talk about that a little bit later on. Now, we've covered two of the things in your envelope. The third thing I want you to look at is things that are going on right now. This says your eyes and ears in government, legislative update, January the 18th, 2012. Every victory that we have won, by the way, Indiana is quite possibly, it's all due to the glory of God and to His empowerment with what He's done through the work of Advance America and because of your prayers and your financial support over the years. Indiana is quite possibly the freest state for churches and their ministries. We became the first state to take away money from Planned Parenthood. We have the most expansive school choice bill in the nation and one of the finest pro-life bills in the nation. But every victory that we have won over 31 years can be wiped away in one legislative session. Let me show you some battles that are going on right now in the General Assembly. Number one, funding for Planned Parenthood. Two bills have been filed to once again restore funding to Planned Parenthood. We are opposed to those. Parental choice in education. This Wednesday, there's going to be a hearing where I'll be testifying on different bills in the Senate Education Committee. One of those bills down there will broaden the reach of the school choice bill passed last year to include giving help to children who are currently in the Christian school. A tremendous, tremendous bill. Because you see,
again, parents should have the opportunity to send their child to a Christian school. And just because parents are poor or economically disadvantaged doesn't mean that they should be forced to get an education in a school setting where the parents don't want them to go. We are not against the public schools. I have my education in a public school and in two public universities. We are not against the public schools. We're in favor of parents choosing where to educate their children. So when somebody says, well, you're just afraid of the public schools, you're just against it. No. By the way, I believe that competition brings about excellence. Now stay with me. We've got some teachers here that teach in the public school. Some of them see that as their mission field. And that's a good thing if that's where they believe the Lord has them. But competition brings about excellence. For those public schools that believe, wow, a parent could leave our school and go to that Christian school at Cross Point, we better start talking to parents. We better start deciding what we can do to make things better. Competition brings about excellence. But going back to my first point, parents should be able to choose where to educate their children. And wouldn't it be wonderful if every child within earshot of Cross Point Christian Academy, parents who wish they could place their child here, find out that there was a school choice voucher available and they could place their children in a Christian school. Wouldn't that be a marvelous thing? Wouldn't it be wonderful if we had to build onto our school because more parents say, please, please, can we enroll our child? Now, stay with me. What about those parents that may not know the Lord or may not have been in a good church and they find out about the school and because of that, they also wind up in our church here? Wouldn't that be a good thing? So it's a wonderful, wonderful thing that this is happening. Issue number 3 on the top right-hand side, protecting churches from government control. There is another bill that is back that we're working to stop that will once again give government control over the internal operation. You ready for this? In this bill right now that we're trying to kill, will give the government the authority over the daily, their words, daily activities of the children in a church child care ministry. That's dangerous. The government should not be able to control the daily activities of children in any ministry of the church. Issue number 4 at the bottom, abortion clinics. Do you know that abortion clinics are equivalent to surgical centers? They perform a surgery there. They take an innocent human life. They should be required to meet the same standards as an outpatient surgical center, but they're not. But if we pass a bill that says they will, then some of them might have to shut down. That would be a good thing. Turn the page over, please. Land-based casino. They say, we need more money, so therefore we're going to have a land-based casino like Las Vegas. We'll put one up in northwest Indiana, up there near Lake Michigan. Maybe one day down in Indianapolis. Maybe one day in Fort Wayne. We don't need any more gambling to bring in any more money. If the state needs more money, we need to create good-paying jobs, not have more gambling. Next issue, repealing property taxes. We're leading the effort. By the way, back in 1980 when we started, there was a group called Moral Majority. They're gone. Christian Coalition came and went. On virtually all of these issues, we are the leading voice at the State House, in state government, to protect churches, Christian schools, homeschools, families, and traditional values here in the state of Indiana. So your prayers, your phone calls, your emails, your financial support helps keep us down there to help keep you free and help this church as well. But we're leading the effort also on property taxes. You see, if you buy a home, pay off your mortgage, and then you can't pay your property taxes, the government will take your home and sell it because you don't own your own home. You're just renting from the government. We believe that you should be able to vote in a constitutional amendment to have the right to finally own your own home by repealing property taxes. How do you replace what is happening with property taxes? It's easy. You just control the growth of government spending, and there'll be enough money there to be able to repeal property taxes on homes. Look at the next one. This is one we're going to work on for next year. The economy, Lord willing, is going to turn around. Economies run in dips and rises. We have good times and we have recessions. It's just been a more difficult recession. But we hope, Lord willing, the economy is going to turn around. You know what happens to people in government when the economy turns around and more money comes in? They spend it. And then when the economy goes down again, they go, oh my, we need more money, and then they raise taxes. So what we want to do is create a supermajority, which requires a two-thirds vote in the House and Senate to raise taxes or submit it to a referendum. Somebody says, Eric, if you ask the taxpayers in a referendum, will they let taxes go up? They'll never vote for another tax increase. Wouldn't that be a good thing? Hoosiers already pay enough in taxes. Protecting marriage next year. Next year we'll vote again, hopefully, to pass a constitutional amendment to protect marriage, and then you'll have the right to vote on that in 2014 to protect marriage between one man and one woman. Protecting churches from taxation, upper right-hand side. There are still people in government that believe that churches should start paying taxes. The tax on this church, if they did it on the basis of our value, the tax on this church could be over $90,000, maybe $100,000 each and every year. It would be devastating. I talked to a pastor from Rochester, called me while I was traveling. He's got a smaller church there. His tax bill would be $30,000. He said, it shut us down. It's the wrong thing to do, but there are still people, when they see this building out here and see our addition, they don't see a place for a Christian school and a wonderful church and all the ministries that we have. They see dollar signs. They see how they can tax us. We'll continue to lead the effort to protect churches from being taxed. We've already talked about Family and Freedom Days. There's something about Advance America. But let me tell you about two more issues real quickly that you need to know about. Issue number one, I've warned you before about what happened in Colorado, and they tried to do in Indiana, and we stopped, and that is to pass a bill that gives government recognition to gender identity and homosexuality. To give government recognition to what? Gender identity. That is where a man gets up in the morning, puts on a dress and says, I'm a woman, and is given legal access to every women's restroom and dressing room and locker room. That happened in Colorado. We stopped it in the General Assembly. We stopped it by one vote in Goshen. We stopped it in Fort Wayne. We stopped it in South Bend. But I'll be heading to Evansville in March of this year because we're going to try to pass one for Vandenberg County that will give government recognition to male cross-dressers and homosexuals. You must understand, those people that think differently from us on moral values don't give up. They're constantly working, and we must not let up either. Did you know, you've seen the plates when you drive down the road, you've seen that plate for Indiana University and Purdue University and Butler. You've seen ones for POWs like Alonzo Cain is a POW that's in our church. You see the POW plate, you see the veterans plate. Did you know about the new plate that was approved? A new plate that's coming out in February of this year. It is a new specially licensed plate for a pro-homosexual group here in Indiana. A homosexual group that targets children as young as 12 years of age. Homosexuality is wrong, folks. Teaching children that homosexuality is normal and acceptable is wrong. Having the state of Indiana put its seal of approval on a pro-homosexual group that targets children as young as 12 years of age is wrong. Having the state of Indiana issue a license plate that helps this group raise money so they can target children at 12 and so that they can continue to present their programs in schools that homosexuality is normal and acceptable is wrong. We'll be working, and we are working right now with legislators down at the General Assembly to revoke that license plate here in the state of Indiana. We are only the second state in the nation to have a pro-homosexual group have a specially licensed place. So be watching for updates from us on what you can do to help revoke this license plate. Now, what can you do? You say, Eric, I'm grateful for the victories that have been won here in the state of Indiana. And Eric, I've been with you for a long time. We've been praying all these years. But Eric, go over again what it is that my family and I can do to make a difference in this crucial year of 2012. Remember earlier that song about be not discouraged? Don't get discouraged. Get engaged. Don't get disappointed. Look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Get involved in the battle. Number one, pray. The Bible says you have not because you ask not. The Bible says the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So pray. Pray for the elections. Pray for Advance America. When Jim Waters and I walk over there to the State House, we are outnumbered by people over there lobbying on issues that we are opposed to, maybe 100-1. How in the world can we win? Well, we win because you're praying for us. and because you're sending those emails and you're making those phone calls. Issue number one, how can you make a difference on these issues we've talked about? Pray. Pray for the election. Pray for your elected officials. Pray for Advance America. Number two, there's an election coming up. Huge election. Governor, lieutenant governor, president, vice president, attorney general, superintendent of public instruction, all nine congressmen, a U.S. senator, all 100 representatives, and half of the state senate. Who are you going to vote for? Don't ever again vote on the basis of party. Amen. Vote biblical values when you go walking in there. And tell everybody about, we'll be putting out voter guides again. There's no reason why anybody in Indiana walks into a polling place and says, now what does this person stand for? Folks, I'm just going to warn you about something. Come October, you're going to get tired of hearing all the TV ads, all the radio ads, all the direct mail. And you're going to say, who can I trust? Get a voter guide. Get a voter guide and share that with your friends, your neighbors, your relatives. Let them know the truth about where these candidates stand. Number one, pray. Number two, vote biblical advice. Number three, hold them accountable down there. Hold them accountable. So that when they get an email, they go, oh no, there's Pastor Arrowwood again. Oh no, there's Pastor Defoe again. Oh no, there's John Ritt. Oh no, I better respond to that because you know what? If I don't, they're going to email me again. They're going to call me again. And they know who you are. 10 to 15 emails or phone calls is an avalanche. With the aspect, before we started this, we didn't have email. We didn't even have a fax machine when we started Advance America. Now with email, we can cause a whole lot more havoc over there at the State House. Because, by the way, they track where I am every week as I'm out speaking because they get more emails for that senator or representative the next day. Because I'm there. All these things I just talked to you about. And by the way, go to our website often. Our legislative update is up there. We put things on our blog there so that you, one of these days, I may even do Twitter if I figure out how to do it. And then you can, I can really drive them nuts. Then I start putting up YouTube videos, my land. This is Eric Miller reporting from the State House. And then I'm just going to have a good time with this. They think they've had problems with me in the past if I really figure out technology. And so these things can make a difference. Your emails, your phone calls. Number one, pray. Number two, vote biblical values. Number three, hold them accountable when you get an email alert. Share that with other people. Make those phone calls. Come to Family and Freedom Day. And number four, we need your financial support. We don't get government money. We need the support that comes from this church. Thank you, Pastor, for continuing with Pastor Defoe and what your father did. The support. Thank you, church, for voting and approving that because that helps us down there. But folks, we need your financial support because we've got to get the truth out to people all over the state of Indiana. The last item that you've got, this is a brand new flyer on our Proud Hoosier program. Take this, please, and open it up. You see, impacting the 2012 election. Many of you have joined before and you've gotten the book that I wrote, but you've got the old one. This is the new one. Has the emails for the House and Senate in there. How a bill becomes a law, has tips on how to impact the 2012 election. You need to get the revised book, Lives of the Signers. Open this up. The second book that you get free for joining is called Lives of the Signers. It's short biographies on the 56 men that signed the Declaration of Independence. You need to have both these books. You say, Brother Miller, I joined the first time and got the book One Nation Under God. Praise God, you need to renew tonight then if you want to be right with the Lord. Now then, I told the ushers, ain't nobody getting out until they join or they renew. No. Number two, you say, I joined the first time. Book number two, Lives of the Signers of the Declaration of Independence. You say, I got that one. Number three, book on Benjamin Rush, one of the signers of the Declaration. I got that one too. Book number four, or the fourth item, is a DVD on a spiritual heritage tour of our nation's capital. You see, I got that one too. Book number five, Sermons and Speeches by Famous Patriotic Americans Early On in the Founding of Our Country. So you need to get these, but you look at this, you say, I want to help get the truth out around the state. I want to be part of the solution. I want to make an investment for my children, my grandchildren, my church, my freedoms, my future. I want to do that. When you turn the page up like this, you can do it tonight. We trust that you would. It saves us carrying so many things back to the office. If you can't do it tonight, you can mail it in, but you can do it by way of a debit card, a credit card, a check, or cash. You can put your name and address down there. Put your email down. We don't sell or give our email list or any list out to anybody. You won't get Visa applications, MasterCard, or anything else. We don't sell or give our mailing list to anybody. But you see a little box there. It says $8 a month. Two people going to Starbucks one time a month is more than $8. Two people going to McDonald's and getting a Happy Meal and a shake is more than $8 a month. A medium pizza is more than $8 a month. Small price for freedom, or $96 for the year. But we've got people that are saying, you know what, Brother Miller, I'm with you for the long haul until Jesus comes back and I'm still here. I'm with you. If you're using a debit card or credit card, you can check automatic renewal there. And it just keeps on going as long as the credit card is valid, $8 a month or $96 a year. So I'd encourage you tonight, start praying more than you ever have before. Heed the pastor's message, too, as we pray as a church for America, advance America in the elections. Number two, vote biblical values. Number three, hold them accountable when you get an email, an alert from us, or pastor makes an announcement. And number four, everybody join or renew your Proud Hoosier membership. You can do that. Now, I told you early on that I was going to answer the question, why do we have so many problems in America today, in Washington, D.C., and why do we have so many problems at the State House? Why are people taking positions that just don't make any sense to us who believe in biblical morality? Don't turn there, but I'll give you the verse. Here's the answer. It's found in the Word of God. Can I tell you something? Answers to everything are found in the Word of God. Everything we need to know about life, death, eternity, how to live, government, things you ought to be doing, it's all found here. Here's the answer. Why, you say, how in the world could they be taking these positions down at the State House that are just flat wrong? It's easy. Judges chapter 21, verse 25. In those days there was no king in Israel. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. Today at the State House and in Washington, D.C., there is an unwillingness by many to say something is right or something is wrong. For many, there is no standard on what is right or wrong. So many elected officials do what they think is right under the circumstances or what some lobbyist or what some special interest group want them to do. But we're different. We've got a standard. We've got the answers. We've got absolutes. It's found in the Word of God. We know what is right, and we know what is wrong. So don't apologize for believing that certain things are right, certain things are wrong. Watch, I'm going to show you how easy it is. By the way, an old-time evangelist once said, one plus God is a majority. Don't base your positions. That was Bob Jones Sr. Don't base your positions based upon the latest poll or what you saw on any news outlet. Don't do that because you'll get swayed one way or another or you'll get influenced where you shouldn't be. Base your position on now, on life, on eternity, on positions in government, on an unchanging Word of God. One plus God is a majority. The Bible also says when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Lord will lift up a standard against him. That standard is the Word of God. I'm going to prove to you how easy it is when you follow what the Bible says and you follow the Word of God. I'm down there at the General Assembly. They're debating something about this homosexual license plate. It's easy for me. Revoke it. It's wrong. It's wrong. They're debating homosexual marriages being banned. That's easy. That's the right thing to do, to ban homosexual marriages. That was easy. Doesn't take me very long to decide that. They're debating something about abortion. That's easy. Abortion is wrong. Let's do everything we can to protect unborn life. When they talk about taxing churches, taking money out of the church to hinder the ministry of this church, that's easy. That's wrong because this church should not be hindered in carrying forth the Great Commission and reaching out to the community and around the world. That's easy. But that didn't take very long. Folks, we could save an awful lot of problems in Washington, D.C. and at the State House if we just had more people down there who adhered to absolutes found in the Word of God. There wouldn't be a debate about a whole lot of things because we'd have something to agree on that this is right and this is wrong. Having a state license plate issued to a homosexual group that targets children beginning at 12 years of age should never have taken place. That vote would be easy down there at the General Assembly for anybody who believes in absolutes found in the Word of God. But this is why Advance America's voter guides are so, so important. You see, I believe there are a lot of people that may not even know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. But those people still have basic morality, basic decency. But they've been turned off by politics and turned off by politicians. And they don't trust anybody in either party, but they don't know what to do. But if given a voter guide about the truth about where they stand, that could get them and empower them to cast a vote based upon what's in their heart, based upon basic morality. So take that voter guide and use it and share it with other people as well. But the Bible has not only the answers for every elected official, whether they're in Washington, D.C. or down at the State House, but the Bible has answers for us as well. It's easy. Let me prove it to you about salvation. The Bible answer about heaven and hell. The Bible answer about what happens after you die. Well, Jesus answered that when he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The Bible has a clear answer about salvation. What about after you're saved? How are you to live? How are we to live? Well, the Bible has answers about that too. But one wonderful verse is, for to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. What about raising children? They have a class here to teach how to raise children. But the Bible has an answer for that as well. Train up a child in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. The Bible has all of the answers in this one life that we've been given. I've been doing this now for over 31 years. Started Advance America when I was 15. I've been doing it now for over 31 years. We are given one life to live on this earth. One life. The Bible has the answer for politicians on how they are to make decisions involving your family, our freedoms, and our future. The Bible has the answer about salvation, about a home in heaven forever rather than an eternity in hell. The Bible has the answer about how to live and how to raise your family. But as we walk down this one road of life that we've been given on this earth, the Bible says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. We just need to take the Bible seriously, and believe it has absolutes, which it does, and believe it has right things for us to do and wrong things to shun. The Bible says that there are three institutions, the home, church, and government. We have a duty and responsibility to put Jesus Christ at the center of our homes. And everybody in the home has a duty and responsibility to have the home be all that it ought to be for the Lord Jesus Christ. The second institution that God created is the church. And Jesus Christ needs to be at the center of this church, as it is at Cross Point Baptist Church, since the founding as Eagledale Baptist Church. But it is not just the pastor's responsibility. It is everybody's responsibility to have this church be all that it ought to be for the Lord Jesus Christ. But then God ordained government. And it is everyone's duty and responsibility to help the government be all that it ought to be by having Jesus Christ, by biblical standards, at the center of all that we do in government. Times are tough for a lot of people. A lot of people are discouraged, concerned, distraught, disappointed. What are we to do as a nation? What's going to happen with the election? What can we do? I'm scared for my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren. What can we do? The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man still availeth much. Look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Pray, and then put feet to your prayers. When it comes time for an election, vote biblical values. Use our voter guide. When it comes time to hold them accountable down there, send that email. Come to Family and Freedom Day. Make that phone call. And yes, join with us through the Proud Hoosier Partnership. Just $8 a month, $96 for the year. And help us get the truth out around the state of Indiana. It was Edmund Burke that said, all that is necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. This is in a church that believes in doing something. This is a church that believes in doing all that it can for the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a church that teaches the truth about families living for the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a church that teaches the truth about being salt and light in the culture, in the government in which we live. Don't take this church for granted. I speak around the state. You have the privilege of sitting in one of the finest churches in America. Don't take it for granted. Pray for the pastor, for the staff, for the leadership. And then let's join arms with our pastor and have this church move forward for the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's join arms in corporate prayer, as Pastor mentioned today, for America and for the elections. Let's join arms and encourage the young families and the older families in this church to have Jesus Christ be at the center of every family. And then let's work together to reclaim our government for righteousness, where abortion is stopped, marriage is between a man and a woman, churches are not taxed, license plates are not issued to pro-homosexual groups, men aren't given legal access to women's restrooms, and down there at the State House in Washington, D.C., the debates don't last that long because we've got more people who are following Thus Saith the Lord. Father in heaven, thank you for the privilege of speaking tonight from one of the finest pulpits in America. Thank you for the leadership of Pastor Arrowood, for his leadership here, not only in the church, but as he wants this church and is having this church make a difference around the land. Lord Jesus, turn our nation back to you. Save our nation. Lord, forgive us as a nation for sinning against you. Lord Jesus, on this anniversary of Roe versus Wade, forgive us for the blood of those 50 million plus unborn children. Forgive us, Lord, for not standing up as strong as we could have over the years for righteousness everywhere. Lord Jesus, forgive us. And as we go out of here tonight, help us, Lord, to purpose in our hearts to have this church move forward for Jesus Christ together. Have our families be strengthened with Jesus at the center. And Lord Jesus, may we reclaim our state and our nation for righteousness. Grant it to be so.